for a variance to a...
I think it was 22. It'd be right there at the... At
22?
It'd be right here.
So it'd be a zero...
they're right at 22 feet.
So it'd be a zero front line setback if you put it in the front. So same issue, but...
And you get into a vision on that turn.
Yeah, if you're, yeah, it's a corner lot, and there's some concern
can
there.
Can you do your measurement tool on GIS and do from that roof line out 22 feet? Show me what it looks like.
So you want to measure from here?
Start with the house. Zoom in first, though, so we can see it, if you don't mind.
It's as close as I can
see. Oh, is it?
Yeah, that would be really very close.
So right at that line.
22 feet. I checked it before we came in.
Yeah. And then from the property line to the street, what is that? Another 15?
Should be about 12 and a half.
About 15 to back a curb? Or edge of pavement.
So there's potentially a way the car can get around
there. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. 15 feet back from the street, you might have enough visibility, line of sight.
Wouldn't be an issue, I don't believe, up that turn.
Yeah. Okay, in this case, we may be better off with a front zero setback as opposed to a side.
I would like to ask the applicant that if we were opposed to this variance, would it be possible for you to maybe revise your plan and put it in the front?
I would not be interested in pursuing the carport in that case.
Mm. Okay.
Because it's not to my liking.
Okay.
Thank you for considering that. Mm-hmm.
Can I throw an option out? Just thinking about it, a typical parking stall is 9 foot wide. Would he be willing to make it a little, put it on posts, shrink it up a little bit, keep it off that wall?
I don't know that it would change anything.
You said 2 feet from the wall. When I go to replace the wall, that 2 feet is probably not enough to do it. You're still going to have to end up taking it down. We have the same issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought the same thing. Because according to these plans, it looks like the posts actually go in front of the ties, so I don't know that they're actually resting on the ties.
No, they're not.
The structure is safe because it'll be in the ground versus on the ties. But the problem is when the ties eventually fail, there's no way to get a machine in there to dig all that out properly.
And having a zero setback or 2 foot really wouldn't matter to get equipment in there.
It looks to me like the major part of the work, and if the ties have to be replaced, would be removing the fill on the upside on the Armstrong's property. And that's where the machine would have to come in, where you saw where the water off the Armstrong's roof would go. So that wing wall would have to be removed, and then the gravel, that's the backfill, in order to remove the ties without and have a controlled situation.
And that would certainly be the case if there was a carport there.
Well, either it would be done from Becker's property if there's no carport, or if there is a carport. I mean, I think the carport would have to be done. The posts that would have to be removed, they might be able to be set back into a rail. But it's very tight space and unfortunate narrowness.
Well, hey, if you guys, we'll be here all night. We'll have to keep it in order. Sorry. I think at this point we need to make a decision and make a motion if we don't have any further discussion.
Well, I think it'd be tough for me to okay zero in this situation. We have more than one occasion in that area, but it seems to me that the Armstrongs are the entire beneficiaries of the law. But they bought it without a carport there. And I think I'd be hard put to vote for a variance.
I agree. This meets our definition of a hardship on the property owner. This lot is too narrow and you can't put a carport somewhere else. But due to the fact there's a retaining wall and it may cause harm to the neighbor, I can't, in good conscience, approve this as well. Not mounted at zero.
And a two wouldn't make any difference.
No. And there are other options. If we would like it, we could put it in the front of the building. We just don't like that. So I'm not sure that.
And I think sometimes when we're narrowed down to where there is no other options, then we have to really view that, and there is potentially another option there if they had to. And so,
again, you guys understand that's probably his ties. If he owns those ties, your applicant.
If
according to the pin I saw,
the bottom.
When you're on the back, that pin lines up with the tippy top of those ties.
It's at a skew, so the pin's back here, right here, but up here.
I just want to make sure you understand that when we looked at that back pin, it lined up with the top of those ties.
Okay, that was my question earlier.
That's what I said. It lined up with the top of those.
The top, not
so the bottom, those are all completely over on him, except for the top. And yes, it benefits the neighbor. But
well, that certainly does make a difference to me. Whose property the
and we looked at those for that pin on the back.
So at that point, is it our concern to try to determine that or not as far as...
And we measured off pins in the front, and we did not find the front pin, but from measuring off of the curve, there was a pin, and we did some measuring, and it looked... This, they're all factors lined up that is pretty much right down the top of that wall. Now, you can try to confirm that or get different feeling on that if you want, but that was our visual of that parcel.
Well, it seems to me though the what's been vocalized though is this has been a shared
it's a shared benefit, correct,
and a shared ownership.
Well, the property line runs right down the top of that tie, so yeah, the top one. But the weird thing is it skews,
so he's saying the majority of it is on the applicant's property.
Yeah.
So then it really it's at the fault of the applicant. When the time comes for them to fail, the applicant would have to replace them anyway, is what you're saying.
I think you have to get something to keep it far afield.
I kind of feel like
it's a shared thing. It keeps water off of Becker's property, and it provides lateral support to the Armstrong's property.
Okay.
Pretty shared.
Well, and with that, do we have a motion?
I guess. Do you want to do that? You want me to? I would make a motion and be fine where we're at here now.
So this, do we need to make a positive motion? And then whether...
And then vote here.
So you would make a motion to approve, and then we would either vote for it or against it.
And I'm not finding the number on it. I'm not finding the number.
We are 2024-0009B.
Yeah.
Okay. Case number of 2024-0009B. I would move that we approve the variance for the front and side property setback for the carport located at the 111 Black Bear Way House in Missouri.
Okay. Do we have a second?
You don't get a second, it dies though, right?
Well, if you second it, so you have to make a positive motion, yeah. And then if you second it, then you either vote for it or against it.
But I'm not in favor of that. I shouldn't second it. I guess I'll second it just to go to vote, but okay.
That's what you're doing. You're saying
second it to go to vote.
Okay.
So all in favor say aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Thank you all.
You want this back?
Weird. Your survey, you might want that, or these plans.
That's gentlemen, we're still on the mic. Thank you, Mr. Becker. We'll send you something in the mail on the decision.
Okay, so moving forward here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any new or old business?
Yeah, we won't have a meeting next month. No application, so slowing down.
What?
Good.
Okay. All right. Nothing else?
I move to adjourn.
Rick moves to adjourn.
I second that one.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.